can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Alicia from Plymouth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Alicia, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She's now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And just a reminder, Alicia, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Mattel is turning the game Whack-A-Mole into a movie. Mattel turned Barbie into a movie back in 2023. Who played the lead role of stereotypical Barbie in that film?
I think that was Margot Robbie.
Mr. T, 73 years old today. What is Mr. T's famous catchphrase?
Oh. He wore that gold necklace.
Yep.
He had a mohawk.
Yep. It's not coming to me.
All right.
Rocky Balboa.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Knicks will play the Indiana Pacers tonight as the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals begin. The Knicks play at one of the world's most famous arenas. What is that arena called?
My husband is going to kill me. The Knicks will play at... Is it... I'm going to just say, like, MetLife or something.
Okay.
I know that's not right.
It's the Eastern Conference Finals, actually. I said semifinals. Sorry about that. Question number four. Kevin Jonas' real name is Paul, and he asked fans if he should start using it. The Jonas Brothers Big Break was through a musical movie on the Disney Channel. What was the movie called?
Camp Rock.
We're back in our wheelhouse.
Question number five.
Yep.
The internet is making fun of Morgan Wallen's new song, Miami. They're saying he collaborated with Alvin and the Chipmunks because the chorus is especially high-pitched. What are the names of the three chipmunks from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
That's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good, Alicia. Pretty good.
All right. Did all right.
I always have high expectations for women named Alicia. That is my sister's name. And she, unlike me, is one of the nicest people, man.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
she's a joy.
She is, really. You meet her and you're like, there's no way she's related to Carson.
Oh, no.
Seriously. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Alicia got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mattel is turning the game Whack-A-Mole into a movie.
I don't understand.
Mattel turned Barbie into a movie back in 2023. Who played the lead role of the stereotypical Barbie in that film?
Margot Robbie.
What do you think the plot would be for a Whack-A-Mole movie?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a spy thriller?
Got to be whacking moles. That's most of it.
They're trying to destroy the world, and you have to eradicate them.
Mr. T.
Like Caddyshack and the gophers.
Oh, that would be good.
If I kill all the gophers, they're going to lock me up and throw away.
If they don't get almost 80-year-old Bill Murray for a cameo.
Mr. T, 73 years old today. What is Mr. T's famous catchphrase?
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool. 2-1.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks will play the Indiana Pacers tonight as the NBA semifinals begin. The Knicks play at one of the world's most famous arenas. What is that arena called?
Madison Square Garden.
It is MSG, Madison Square Garden. 3-1.
That's right.
MetLife Stadium, I think, is where
the Jets and the Giants both play.
Oh, okay.
Which is in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
So they're not New York teams.
3-1. Question number four. Kevin Jonas' real name is Paul, and he's asking fans if he should start using it. Very odd. The Jonas Brothers Big Break was through a musical movie on the Disney Channel. What was it called?
Camp Rock.
4-2. The internet is making fun of Morgan Wallen's new song, Miami. They're saying he's collaborated with Alvin and the Chipmunks because the chorus is especially high. What are the names of all three chipmunks?
Simon, Theodore.
That is correct.
Simon, Theodore.
And what's the guy's name? Their manager.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
5-3 is the final
Dave?
Score.
Dave?
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, you can't.
It's Dave.
What is it?
I believe it's Dave.
It is. I think you're right. I think it is Dave.
Bonus point for Alicia. She
Yay!
Wins the game.
All right, 5-4. 5-4. It was so much closer. Alicia, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alicia from Plymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Caitlin from Boston.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caitlin, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture things. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,000. Is that 6,004, 6,001? What is that? What number is that, Dan, that second number?
I don't know. It's Max handwriting.
Hey, what is that second number there? Is that a 4 or 1 after the 6? 6,108 wins, 446 losses. Are you ready, Caitlin?
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Intern Matt couldn't
Thank
read
you.
His own handwriting either. All right,
he writes like a doctor without the medical knowledge.
Question number one: Cheer star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. George Wendt played Norm for the show's entire run. Which actor played Sam Malone, the former Red Sox pitcher turned bar owner on Cheers?
Ted Danson.
Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor's version is in the second to last episode of The Handmaid's Tale. And Swifties are freaking out that the next Taylor's Version album is dropping soon. Which album is that?
Reputation?
This singer's 45 today. Take a listen to his only hit song and then name the singer.
No, you didn't have to stop so long. Have your friends collect your records and then change your number. You said I don't need that more. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Name the artist.
I think I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but it's like Gautier.
Question number four. The Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday. Which flag do they start waving to signify the last lap of a race?
Oh, I don't think it's it, but all I can think of is the black and white checkered flag.
All right. And question number five. Today in 2021, Olivia Rodrigo released her debut album, Sour, featuring the hit songs Driver's License. Featuring the hit song Driver's License. Name the other two people in the love triangle that she sang about in Driver's License.
Oh my goodness. What's his name? I know it's Sabrina Carpenter, and his name is like Matt. Can't think of his. I don't think I'm going to get his last name, though.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, you're one name away from an automatic.
Well, I don't know, because question number four is incorrect the way it was written, and the answer is wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll explain it when we get there. I'll give it to you. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Caitlin got 3 out of 5 correct is what I have.
Man.
We'll have to figure one out.
I had 4, but...
Yeah, well, I'll explain to you what I'm thinking, Dan. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Cheer star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. George played Norm for the show's entire run. Which actor played Sam Malone, the former Red Sox pitcher, turned bar owner on the show?
Ted Danson.
And it also was the anniversary of the last episode of Cheers yesterday. Kind of interesting that that's when he passed away. Tied at 1. Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor's version is in the second to last episode of The Handmaid's Tale. And Swifties are freaking out that the next Taylor's version album is dropping soon. Which album is that?
Reputation.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. This singer turns 45 today. Take a listen to his only hit song and then name the artist.
Your number. You said I don't need that more. Now you're just somebody that I used
Gautier.
Gautier is correct. Question number four. The Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday. Which flag do they start waving to signify the last lap of the race?
It's not red. It's not yellow. Is it green?
It is the white flag.
Ah.
It is the white flag. The checkered flag is the end of the race.
Correct.
The white flag signifies the final lap of the race.
Correct.
So you both got that one wrong. It is 3-3. Question number five.
Yep.
Today in 2021, Olivia Rodrigo released her debut album, Sour. It featured her hit song, Driver's License. Name the two people in the love triangle with her that she sang about in Driver's License.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter and Joseph Elordi? I'm just making up names at this point.
I think it's Jacob Elordi.
Oh, thank you.
And no.
Is he the right age, though?
Sabrina Carpenter was correct.
All right.
Joshua Bassett
there it is.
Was the other one.
Oh, yes.
Yes. 3-3 is the final score.
Talk about that guy fumbling the bag.
Tried.
He was dating Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter. Now where is he?
Now who is he?
Now we can't even remember his name.
So with a 3-3 tie, Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, Caitlin, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Caitlin from Boston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carol from Hanover.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
You're out walking the dogs. Is this like your dogs or is this professionally speaking?
I'm a dog walker.
Hey.
So all day walking dogs.
All right, Carol, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
I guess we now have the answer, Dan.
Answer to what?
Of who let the dogs out.
God, it was right in front of me. And I just opened the door.
It was me.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio carrying anything that is happening. Question number one today is National Talk Like Yoda Day. What did Yoda teach Luke to use in his training?
The fourth.
Tom Cruise was asked what an ideal Father's Day would look like for him. His answer did not involve any mention of his three children.
Deadbeat.
Cruise adopted 2 kids with his ex, Nicole Kidman, and then he had a daughter, Suri, biologically, with which actress?
Katie Holmes.
Paris Hilton's hack to take the grease off of pizza is to slap the slice of cheese upside down onto the outside lid of the box.
Nobody does that.
Fans pointed out that the box isn't clean and a napkin could do it just as easily. Which of these 3 pizza chains posted the highest revenue last year in the United States? Was it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars?
I'm going to go with Domino's.
Rumor has it Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, are engaged. Hudson recently competed in a Miss USA competition for a New England state. Which state was it?
Maine.
Question number 5. Snoopy presents a summer musical will hit Apple TV in July. It's the first Peanuts musical in 25 years. What is the name of the little yellow bird that is Snoopy's best friend in Peanuts?
Woodstock?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was really fast.
You did great, Carol.
Oh, good.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Carol from Hanover, the dog walker, got 5 out of 5.
Woo! All right.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one she got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what they tell me.
Dun-dun. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Today is National Talk Like Yoda Day. What did Yoda teach Luke to use in his training?
The Force.
Tom Cruise was asked what an ideal Father's Day would look like for him. His answer did not involve any mention of his three children. Cruz adopted two kids with his ex, Nicole Kidman, and then had his daughter, Suri, biologically with which actress?
Katie Holmes.
Paris Hilton's hack to take grease off a pizza is to slap the slice cheese side down onto the outside lid of a box.
Sure.
Nope.
That is a wild flex.
Well, how do you get the oil off it?
A paper towel or a napkin?
Maybe you don't have one.
You're putting cheese slice down on that box that all those workers put their hands on? That's bonkers.
Your whole pizza is in the box where the workers put their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story.
But that's inside of the box. It's different than the top of the box.
Whatever.
Which of these three?
You defending her on this is crazy.
Caring about it. I don't. I'll eat any pizza anywhere, anytime. I don't care what it touched.
Which of these three pizza chains posted the highest revenue last year in the United States?
Oh, brother.
Is it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars?
Domino's.
Rumor has it Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, are engaged. Hudson recently competed in a Miss USA competition for a New England state. Which state was it?
Maine.
Snoopy Presents, a summer musical, will hit Apple TV in July. It's the first Peanuts musical in 25 years. What is the name of the little yellow bird that is Snoopy's best friend in Peanuts?
Woodstock.
Question number one, you
I
said, the force. Question number two, you said Katie Holmes. Question number three, we're going to skip that
one.
Oh,
no.
Question number four, it is Maine. Question number five, you said Woodstock.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, that is correct. And question number three, the highest revenue pizza joint in the United States last year, was it Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars? You said Domino's?
I did.
That was correct.
Oh!
Yes, nice work, Kevin.
Yeah, Domino's made $9 billion last year.
I helped.
For mid-pizza.
I helped.
Yeah.
So 5-5 is the final score, and with a 5-5 tie, because we know it makes our boss very angry.
Hashtag
suck it, Sal. We are going to give you the $100, even though you didn't get the win. Yes.
Awesome.
Say it loud and proud. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
#suckitsal.
Oh, that's just fun. I don't care who you are.
I mean, you could be Sal.
All right, Carol. I don't know who keeps playing that drop. It's very rude. Carol, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Carol from Hanover, and I can't beat, but I can tie.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.